Have you ever thought of that? That everything that you've ever experienced, every conversation you've ever had, every person that you've ever met in your life, that every single interaction you've ever had is all in there, and it's not, it hasn't gone anyplace. You can access it. You can negotiate the presence of that and relive it and have it there. And there's all kinds of potentials. I mean, Deepak Chopra and I talk very often about how weird it must have been. You ever think about what it would be like if George Washington came back and was here and would see all of the things that that are here, and the cars and the fax machines and so on. And Deepak and I were talking one day, and he said, just imagine what it's going to be like for people in the future. Imagine fax machines that you can step into. And fax yourself to the 14th century. And, that time is not something that exists at all. If you look at quantum physics, you got to have a mind that's open to that. Because if we had a closed mind, a mind that is opened, that is closed, we would have one recipe. take one whole moose. Put it on a spit and turn it, and that'd be what we would all still be eating today. Whole moose is cooked on a spit. Somebody had the idea of, let's cut it up a little bit and let's saute it and let's throw in a little. And it's like all of the things that we take for granted that are part of the great variety of our life and all of these wonderful modern things all came about because of people who had a mind that was open to everything. And when I went back and began to recapitulate and just see what was in there, see if there was a possibility that that I could do what it was that she was talking about and training these people to open their minds up to the potential for what they have and what they can create, and I started getting good at it, and I would recapitulate for an hour. I'd move my head from left to right very slowly. Very slowly. And as I would do, I would let a thought come in, and I would let the vision of that school, and I would see myself getting dressed in the morning, and I could see the shoes that I was wearing. I could see where there was a little hole on one side of the shoes. I could see the color of the pants that I was wearing. As I was doing this recapitulation, I could see the jacket that was my favorite jacket that I wore, and I could see myself walking down the street. And then as I would walk down the street, I would see if I could recall the addresses and who lived in what house. And we're talking going back 50 years, and it was all there. Every house would be there. And after an hour or two of doing this, it became so clear, it was almost addicting. Then I'd get into the classroom, and there would be Mrs. Ingalls, and she'd be sitting up there. And I remembered where I sat, and I'd go through this to the left, to the right. And there to my left, right across the aisle from me, was Fred Green. I said, Fred Green? Where does Fred Green come from? I never even recalled that name in over 50 years. And sure enough, I could see what he was wearing, and I could see the conversations. And then there was Erlene, and then there was, it was like I went through all of the different people in the room, and it was all there. And it was all through this process of something called recapitulation. And I'm not really talking here about encouraging you to do recapitulation, although it's a great and wonderful experience to have, to start to open your mind up to what is there. What I'm suggesting is that anybody says anything to you, like, what do you think about reincarnation? Oh, I don't believe in reincarnation at all. It says right clearly over here in this, but in the Bible, or it says over there that I've been told that I can't believe in reincarnation. And a whole bunch of people got together in the 4th century and said, we will not have any discussion of reincarnation. And I have bought into reincarnation and as being an impossibility. I always loved what Eleanor Roosevelt said when they asked her about reincarnation. She said, I don't think it would be any more bizarre for me to show up in another lifetime than it was for me to show up in this one. Now, that was her reaction to it.